Yeah, now we're back from the war. We're totally getting an AI doctrine, so that's good.
What?
Oh, I was the wrong chat.
Sure. All right. Hello, everyone. Still not working. It's crazy. Why is there a guy in HKU named Whale Sex? That's not something I want to think about.
Isn't it that great name?
Hey, Apple, what did the guy say when he walked in on an Orca threesome? Whale, whale, whale. What do we have here?
Oh.
I think snipers were better today, Asher. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's fair.
I agree.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I made it up on the fly. You got to give me was it grade on a curve? Yeah, that.
I tell you what, grade on a curve as a teacher, I'll give you 3 standard deviations below the mean. How about that?
Thank you. Yeah, man, you aren't wrong about local. So local just ain't working, and it is not a good look for CCP right now. I don't know why, what the problem is. They don't seem to have, any idea on how to fix it exactly. I'm not buying any conspiracy theories, Bashti. I don't think they intentionally would do that. It's not a good look for them. Are NA servers still down in League, Tyler? What is with small indie devs not being able to make their game work? T2 local cap nullifies. Alrighty, so I'll give you guys an update on what's going on up north. If you were not there this week, we had a big fight in WLF. We absolutely stomped them. We were just smacking them around with subcapitals to the point where they retreated, and then we blew up one of their titans as well as sort of a cap. Actually, we blew up all of their factions and dreads they brought in. It was pretty poggy woggy. You're right. And then we killed their Titan afterwards. So that was a very big win for us. Your first Titan kill. Congrats, dude. That's always a momentous moment. Nice. That's cool when people got in their first Titan kill. You always remember your first. I don't remember my first, but you should. Yeah, you will remember your first Titan loss 100%. You might forget your first kill. That's just the nature of the human brain, right? You will always remember the loss. Well, sorry, Lord Trenchard, I didn't know the Eurovision finals were going on. So, the war up north, so we had that fight in WLF, and the other big thing that happened this week was Fraternity dropped a fort in, 9U4? Basically, Southern Declan. This is the second time they've tried to drop one in Southern Declan. This one they tried to time, so it was the weekend for them, but not the weekend for us. And they stood down. We formed up. Norris pinged, "We're forming no blue balls." Literally, that's what he pinged. And then they stood down. And they went and shot some Athenors or something so that they could say that they technically had not blue balled. That fort disappeared just like local. Excellent. Well done. So it's been a good week for us. Someone said, are we done? We're not done yet. But we're getting fights on sort of a more bite-sized schedule. I was looking at some of the data today, and GSF in particular had a really great showing in this war. We outformed Horde by quite a bit over the course of the war. And looking at our allies also outformed other PanFam entities as well. So that was really heartening to see. I was really happy to see how well we've done overall. I think going into this war, there was a lot of interest in is GSF kneecapped or are we a fading entity? That was something that some of our enemies were trying to spin. And lo and behold, come war time, we're forming just more than anyone else. The only group that formed near us was actually Fraternity, and of course this war was mostly in their time zone, so. Is understandable, but we outformed everyone else by quite a bit. And I'm talking about over the course of the war here, not any one particular fight. Obviously, fights can go back and forth, but the thing that wins war is people showing up and continuing to show up and, having persistence. There's very rarely, unless you get your Titan fleet shattered, there's very rarely one fight that'll change the example of the war, change the impetus of the war, I should say. And you guys have been there. You guys have been where we've been in a bad fight. And you look at all the bads, they'll be on, Reddit trying to say, oh, the war is over. And, it's obviously not. That's just sort of a psyops thing that people do. Anyway, the end result is I was really happy to see that we had formed this much. We've seen a lot of growth at an alliance level. I took over last July, and since then we've added a lot of actual, people. Our tracker for real people, not just characters, is way up since last July, and it had been falling the previous year before that. So we're seeing positive growth there. I was just talking to the Kremlin. I gave them a report financially. We're doing very well. We're in a much better position than we were a year ago. And I mean, a much, much, much better position. So overall, we're very happy with essentially everything at this point. There are obviously always things that can be improved, but we are in a good place right now. That's the state of the Goonian, is that we are in a good place. So what can you guys do? You know, make sure that you're showing up for Fleets We Call for Jump Clones, Fleets We Call for anything like that. If you see the ping, please show up. Apathy is what kills alliances. If you guys are apathetic, let me know why. I want to be able to fix that if possible. Okay. If you guys are looking to start up some sort of money-making enterprise, some way to do that, LendingBee is available. We have lended out a lot of money. Yes, there is Ranger Gamma pimping it out right there. So this has been really successful for us. One of the major ideas behind LendingBee was that getting liquidity to the alliance is extremely important. To individual members is important. And so if you need money, that is a place to get it. If you have an enterprise you want to start up in EVE, making money in EVE is not hard. Once you have money, just real life, it takes money to make money. And so we're trying to give you money so you can make it. Sniper, are you here? He was saying to me recently that we're looking for UI and UX developers for...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You want to briefly mention that?
I had to find myself to unmute me. Yeah, so we've seen a lot of good activity in the developers SIG. One of the things that we definitely don't have, which the name probably doesn't do us any favors. But if we have anybody that works in design, there's a couple good avenues for you, actually. If you're more like graphic design on the marketing kind of side, talk to Carneros about Ministry of Truth. But if you're more on the like UI, UX, HCI, like any of that stuff, let's be honest, you've used some of our applications and probably been frustrated by them. Even if you're not a designer, you've probably been frustrated by some of them. So, we'd definitely like some people that kind of work in that area that would be willing to, we cannot develop our own local. I'm sorry, Terriel. So if you work in that, apply to the SIG, talk to Ryan Saletta, and we would happily use your expertise to make the Swarm a better place.
Just in general, we are looking for all kinds of devs. If you have been like, hey, I'd like to help out the Alliance, I can't FC, and I don't really like do logistics, and you have these skills, this is something that we could definitely use. We have a lot of exciting projects, in front of and behind the curtain. If you guys saw recently on the Move Up Home, we killed an enemy Titan, and that Titan has now, it was in Goons, it is now in Horde, right? Well, not the Titan, the Titan's dead, the character's in Horde. Those are kind of things where if you want to help us, you can help us, catch spies, you can help us help make people's lives easier. There's a lot of stuff that we can do. Gambling on sumo matches, that actually sounds kind of fun too. Maybe we'll do that. Dev time and dev work is something we always need more of. There's sort of an unlimited demand and always a finite amount of people willing to do it. So if that's something you can do, we would love to have you for sure. Yep, just like real life. Which language? I assume English. I don't know anything about development. All right, if you guys got questions, go ahead and ask them.
I think this is a sniper question. That totally sick is a full-fledged GSF alliance sick, isn't it, sniper? Or is that not that Pochven thing?
Totality sick? I don't know enough to say. What does it mean, full-fledged GSF alliance sick mean?
Sorry, I left channel and muted myself again. yeah, so we talked about it last week. I'm not going to do that again, yeah. We talked about it last week on the Fireside, but yeah, the Totality sig is recruiting, which is our group running in Pochven. There is SRP for support ships, and other SRP is a future plans question. There's also shit stack for Pochven now, which is a new thing. But if you're looking to join, the requirements aren't too bad. You can find a post on the forums. Basically, it does require two accounts.
Do you get PAPS in the dev sig? I mean, if you want PAPS for dev work, we're happy to give you PAPS if that's something that's important to your corp.
One PAP per commit.
There you go. Seems like that seems like that could lead to problems.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I know PI is needed. Is there a good place to see what's in demand? Hit up Dynex. Like he will gladly talk to you as much as that.
Like a minute before you ask that question. I'm sure he'll link it again.
And then for Beehive, are Blobs or Faxes needed more? Yeah, I don't know which one we want more of. I think it's Vintage. Yes. You can ask Vintage, but I think it's just sort of whatever you want to fly, we want both of them. The Titan we killed in WLF, he also lost another Titan to us in M2. Viking Ghost. That is news that I like to hear. That is news that I really like to hear. I did not know that. One guy is quoting Gladiator, which is a great movie, but I don't know why we're quoting it. You know, I don't like to talk about PI every week, and I was trying to avoid it, but man, I guess people want to talk about it. It is actually really important. They keep putting it in more and more ingredients. I assume these T2 Dreads are going to use it, and we don't know what the T2 Dreads will do. I've heard a lot of, you know, ideas, but we'll see when they announce it, we'll figure it out. I don't know, Teriel. You're beyond me. Chances of shooting B3 soon? We have blue to them, so quite low. Until that war is over, we won't be doing a friendly reset. Like, we're going to keep them blue until the war ends. What should I be training towards? Like, what ships do we fly now? Okay, so that's a good question. If you don't have Lashaks and Stormbringers trained, Jay, you should train those as far as subcaps. The other main battleship doctrine is TFI. And for Dreads, we are asking for people to get Zernitras and Phoenixes and Phoenix Navies. Those are our most high priority Dreads. Zernitras are actually the easiest Dread to train into. And as far as getting a like a faction Dread, the Zernitra is actually cheaper once you figure out the guns. Yeah, Zerns are easy because there's no T2 gun. And it actually ends up making them relatively cheaper than faction Dreads. So I cannot tell you guys, and they're great. So just get Zernitras. You know, one thing from the war, it's not over yet, but our Phoenix and Zernitra numbers were pretty disappointing, I would say, in comparison to our other numbers. Obviously, Dreads take longer to cycle through. It's not like changing a subcap, but it is something where we would like to see certainly a lot more of them. Can I build avatars? No. You can build something else, and the Alliance will give you an avatar. Can I fix local? No. I have no magical powers. I thought coding was done in English, if you just missed it.
Moab changed his term for a ref. Talk to Kunmi. He has good deals on changing titans for other titans.
Dreads for other titans, yes. Is the plural of goon, geen? That broke my brain. I don't know. Is there any info that CCP fixed the normal cap BPOs? I don't know what that means, since so I haven't heard anything. If a Lashak is electric heat gun, what is there? Dernitra? Good question. It's like an electric heat cannon. Ragnar, please never type that word again. I don't want that in my brain. Plasma cutting torch? I like that. I think Zernitras are now plasma cutting torches. Azo, please stop encouraging this. As a Ret Vet, what can we do to help the Swarm right now? Excellent question. Make sure your jump clones are in DO6H, and make sure you have, if you have a Dreadnought, it's up there. Make sure you have the ships up there. We're using TFIs and Hurricanes, and be ready to jump clone for timers up there. Other than that, just get yourself going. We're asking people to get into the Dreads I just mentioned. Zernitra, Phoenixes, Phoenix Navy issues are the most important ones. If you can't do one of those or you just don't want to, you can do another one, but those are the ones we would like the most. And you know, once you do that, you can start building towards a Titan. I wouldn't get a Titan right now. I'd wait a little bit and see what CCP does, but I would certainly start saving up for one. Will there be Dread move ops to DO6H in the future? Probably not. Probably not. Can you guys stop saying Ussi after various Eve things?
You know what is now going to happen, Nesher. Like,
is that possible? Can we just not?
It was at that moment he knew he fucked up.
Like goons leaning into a meme, never.
Why did I just laugh at Erebusi? That's stupid. Has there been thought of expanding Beehive to have a secondary ping for any goons hungry for PvE to just crash new systems up from Beehive operations to supersize any defensive responses? Dynex Charge, or you've described Lemmings. Join the Lemming SIG if you want to do a smaller group home defense. Any plans for a faction warfare SIG? Excellent. Good question. We do not have a top-down plan. We are kind of hoping that someone who gets into it and wants to take up a leadership role steps up. Sometimes it's better to let things develop from the bottom than from the top, so we're going to see if that works out. Yeah. Don't shoot blues, you know, in faction warfare. As in, don't shoot someone in the Imperium, but if Tess is there, please shoot them. I don't care what faction rules say. Just kill Tess. I was told by FC that Alpha Delve Doctrine will include Hurricanes, Alpha Fit, and will deploy Jump Clone to DO6H. What? Why is this a triple paste?
Sounds like a SIG question you should ask a SIG.
Yeah, maybe that's like a web squad thing or something. Best supers to train. Supers are something where it's probably the Aeon right now. Probably the Aeon and the Wyvern, then the Nyx, then the Hell. Something like that. It's not as big of a gap as other things. So if there's a super that really, you know, floats your boat, just fly whatever you want. But like Titans and Dreads, like there's a much bigger gap.
Just yeah. Follow that on.
Yeah. Titans and Dreads are where the gap is much bigger. You know, right now for Titans, it's anything but Avatars. But yeah, we'd prefer the Levy more than anything. Get a Levy. Then Rag and Erebus are probably even in second place. And Avatar is like a far, far, far distant last. For Dreads, once again, it's the Zernitra and then the Phoenix or the Phoenix Navy issue. And then the Revelation and Moros are about even in second. And then Naggrafar, once again, a distant last. Why are Avatars last? For many reasons. They used to be a very good... So here's the problem. Is the Avatar used to be the best Titan that was sort of undeniable. And then there's been like four rebalances since then. And they're probably the worst Titan. Well, no, they are the worst Titan. But what makes them even worse is that like 80% of Titans are Avatars. So everyone spec tanks their Titan fleet against Avatar damage. So you end up doing the least amount of damage and taking the most. So it's really quite bad in multiple ways. Yes, it is true that Avatars are generally not shot first. Generally, an Erebus gets shot first. But Erebus is actually... An Erebus, because of the way tank works now, an Erebus and an Avatar will tank the exact same amount of Doomsdays. Like, it's within one, usually. So they'll both tank, like, what, 40 Doomsdays or something? I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's around, say, 40, right? The Erebus might be 39 and a half, and the Avatar is, like, 41 or 40.1, something like that. But, so, if you get hit by those Doomsdays, you'll just instantly die anyway. It doesn't matter. If you get volleyed, you get volleyed. That's just Titan fights. If you don't get volleyed, if you are able to get reps, the Erebus is about 10 times better than the Avatar at catching reps. So if you're volleyed, you're volleyed, and you'll die either way. If not, the Erebus will live where the Avatar wouldn't under reps. So that's what makes, I mean, on top of having a better damage, on top of having the much, 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 much superior, what are the links called? I can't remember what they're called on the Titans. The Phenom, thank you. On top of having the much better Phenom on the Erebus and better guns. That's the thing, the Avatar guns suck. I mean, the Avatar guns are pretty bad. Erebus has good guns, but it's certainly the Phenom and is just like 1,000 times better. And then the Levy is just... The Levy has the problem with the missiles taking time to apply, but we have solutions to that, so we're not worried about that. Same thing with the Phoenix, and we're encouraging you guys to get Phoenixes, so that tells you that we don't have any issues with it. And the Ragnarok has instant application guns. It has quality tank, and it has probably the best Doomsday. Explosive Doomsday is probably the best. So it's like we said, it's Levy number one, Rag and Erebus tied for number two, very close, and then far distant is the Avatar. So that's the ranking for Titans right now. For supers, we're really not, you know, we would say probably Aeon and Wyvern are better, but Nyx and Hell are quite good. So just run whatever you want for supers. Is there any plan for an alliance buyback on Avatars? I think you have a exaggerated idea of how much money an alliance makes that you could just buy back Avatars. Like, what would we do with them after that anyway? We would just have a stock of Avatars sitting around that we, yeah. If the option is getting a faction super, I mean, the faction super is going to get aggroed or the regular super, so you're just more tank for our regular fleet. So get whichever one you want. Yeah, so Alliance has a policy now. If you if anyone is asked for an Avatar to be built, we have them build another Titan, and we give them an Avatar because we don't want to add any more Avatars to the system. Yeah, 40 build Titans were real nice. I don't think they'll stay at the current price. I think CCP will fix it eventually. Fix being relative. I think that they will lower the price. I don't think that it'll stay what it is right now. I wouldn't buy a brand new Titan right now unless you're really dying. To do so, I would wait a few months and see what CCP does. All right, guys. Excellent fireside. Thank you guys for showing up, and I will see you next week. Take it easy.